Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic, with me, Nude Steve.
And me, Naked Tessa.
Great. Welcome. Come on in, close off, just pop yourself over there. Come on in.
To the podcast Nobody Panic, which we do how-tos. And today's how-to, we say, while nude in the sauna with our clothes popped off, is, Tessa, please.
How to be naked.
What a surprise.
I've been thinking about this one a bit. I've just been dwelling a lot on nudity. I've been dwelling on it, I think, because within the last 12 months, I've been to Japan, where they have an incredible onsen culture, which is the natural hot springs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just, every village has one. You're always sort of within distance of an onsen. Mm. And they are compulsorily nude. Mm-hmm. So no swimming costumes allowed at all. And it is such a mind shift, because you're like, oh my God, I'm not going in there. And then once you're in, you're like, oh, this is obviously the right way to bathe. Europeans similarly have a very a Swedish sauna and spa, and it's all nude. And you're like, oh my God, I'm not going in the public nude one with a mixed, because the onsens are very segregated, mm-hmm. men and women. Whereas a lot of the Europeans are just like, it's a mixed gender sauna. And you're like, well, they might be naked. I might see a willy. I'm not going in there. And then when you do, you're like, huh.
A willy,
I guess.
That's what it is.
A willy. Okay. Not as bad as I thought.
Not as willyish as we thought.
So much more like, huh, that's just a body.
I feel like going in, I'd be like, I'll see a penis. And then when I see one, I'd be like, it's just a willy.
It's just so silly.
The sort of sentiment is
totally different. And it's like, oh God, this is so much healthier and better. Both healthy in the sense of like, you shouldn't be sat in a wet, chlorine-filled swimming costume in this sauna, but also just healthier in a mindset of being like, yes, this is a body and it doesn't have to be something shameful or hidden away. We're all just sat here.
Well, I'm at the other end of the spectrum where I've not had my onsen experience.
Sure.
I'm not like a natural nude.
Would you describe yourself as a never nude?
I would describe myself as a sort of if pos, don't be nude.
Yeah, if pos.
Whereas I have been nude in my life. Yeah, I shower.
But you're not a full never nude.
I very rarely walk around the house naked unless I'm like, I mean, we've got two bathrooms, clang. Unless I've left something in one of the other ones. I wish we didn't. I wish there was like some sort of cool closet, the other one, but it's there. And then like, if I've forgotten.
I suppose you could. And do you run or do you stride or what's your action?
My instinct is to go, whoo, and then I just go like, I'm going to stride. And then I just feel it's very clear when I'm doing that it's not a normal pastime for me.
The changing rooms, would you?
I don't think, unless I'm trying on pants, I think
sorry,
my pants
the,
may not.
The swimming pool.
Do you get naked in H&M?
Sorry, yeah. Just in H&M, what's your situation? Miss Selfridge, is it just take your toes off in there?
And then walk around.
Walk around.
That's how the Swiss do it.
But also, may I just say, if you are trying on pants, I do believe that they suggest that you put them on over the pants.
100%. Yeah. You wouldn't. I was trying to struggle to make you not feel bad. But I was like, this, because I thought
you'd be like, you shouldn't be nude.
You shouldn't
be H&M. No. Okay, in the correctly nude area.
Yes.
The public changing area of the swimming, of the bar, the local baths.
The local baths. I've been swimming quite a lot and there's not very many people in the changing room. So it kind of feels like, basically, the most I've done is, I did get my norks out, but I did turn away.
From what? Your own norks?
Just, yeah. Like, no, I turned away from the other woman in the changing room so that she didn't see, which I think is fine, but it was it meant that I was like now facing away from my locker, so it was quite annoying to then have to be like, So I do go out of my way to not be nude. Also, I'm going on holiday tomorrow. It's very like hot bikini business, and like I haven't got anything out for ages. So the first time I do that, I will feel really like, okay, I've got my bikini on, like quite, and I've got like cover-ups that I sort of like wear over the top of my bikini because it just makes me feel calmer. I feel very panicky when there's a lot of flesh on show. And I don't know, I think that probably comes from like, I don't know, years of the whole like horrible noughties, like you've got to be a size zero thing that's been burned into my brain, but I've done a lot of work on that. I feel slightly more fine about that. But I think it just will never quite go away that I can just see the kind of hoop of shame.
It's so hard to extricate yourself from that feeling.
I think it's like, I'm very aware, I'm able to look back at past things and be like, God, I should have just enjoyed myself more, or like, I looked fine, or like all that sort of stuff. And I know that in a year's time, I look back and be like, you were fine. But it's just so hard to, it feels like I just want to like unscrew my brain a little bit and just pop it into a jar and then have my beach time and then pop my brain back on and then have the rest of my day. Like, yeah. It's just, you know, I did once go topless on a beach, sort of as a prank.
For who?
Well, my partner.
Who was the prank?
For myself, of course. No, for Jesus. We were on holiday and there were like lots of people with their norks out.
France, perhaps?
We were in Greece.
Oh, lovely.
And I sort of said like, oh, I should sunbathe with my norks out. And my partner was like, yeah, I mean, of course. And I just hadn't. And then he's quite scared of the sea. So he was like sort of paddling in like an inch of water being like, look at me submerged.
The pair of you not being able to look at your norks,
and him paddling around like,
paddling up his
like hands and knees like, oh my God, like I'm swimming. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you're a 6'2" full man.
The pair of you trying a holiday together.
I'm bad. Anyway, so he was doing that, and then I sort of was like, I remember specifically being like, I'll just sort of let him play for a bit, that's fine. And I sunbathed, and then I was like, it'll be fun if he comes back and I'm sunbathing topless. It's like, you've conquered your fear, and
as have I.
As have I. So I put my bikini on my head, like on my face, and then fell asleep. And then I woke up, and he'd like drawn loads of like arrows in the sand to me, and then taken a photo. So I look like this, and then I made it into a puzzle for Christmas one year.
Oh,
just me and my boobs. I don't know. It felt like a bit, like a jokey bit, rather than like a freeing moment.
At the end of the bit, did you feel like, ooh? Okay, not so much.
Yes, I did very much feel like, oh, not so much. But also there was like three people on the beach and they were quite far away. So I think the difference between that and like going into a public area, being my norks being amongst the people,
sure,
scares me slightly.
I understand 100%.
One's bigger than the other. And I'm always like, that people are going to be like, God, one's bigger than the other, for example, you know?
To which I would say, well, yes, imagine that reality that like, a stranger truly shouts like, God,
one's bigger than the other.
And then you're like, okay,
that's just,
and then you say, certainly seems that way.
Yeah,
and then someone else is like, why did you shout that, you know?
Yeah, true.
But also every human does.
No, I know, most women do have,
I believe it's, we're all completely asymmetrical because we were built, God, really? In two halves.
What, like an orange? That's not an orange.
I just said, like an orange,
literally anything.
I believe when we grow like, and we like meet in the middle. Isn't that mad?
I don't understand.
As like
what you
a
mean.
Fetus baby, we don't just sort of like grow out. We
stop,
go around.
But what's first? Like
your back, your spine, and then you just go
back. Is it?
You go around. And now I've said it. It sounds absolutely insane.
Well, look, I believe it fully.
So no, now I'm okay. Now I'm hearing it out loud. Somebody said that the bit on a willy, the line, is where it meets. But now I'm hearing it out loud. That's wrong, isn't it?
No, that has to be wrong. The bit on the willy is the seam.
Yeah.
So where's our seam? Just off our
exactly. Where's right. our seam, Stevie? And also, if that was true, we'd all have one right on the middle of our body. Well, do write in if you know anything about the seam situation. But we are all completely,
asymmetrical. Oh,
some to a lesser and more degree, but everyone is asymmetrical.
Okay, that's helpful to know.
So that's something. So when they shout, your boobs are different sizes, you can shout,
we're all asymmetrical and we grow like in two halves, and the willies you see.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's something. And then you can shout, as are yours.
As are yours. And they'll say, fine, sir. Fine, and then sir. I tip my hat and then we go. Yeah. And also, I think it'd be helpful just as well because a while ago, I realized that I only followed people with like washboard abs and it made me very sad. And when I got rid of all of that, and then I was like, oh, right, that's actually much better. I'm not bombarded with this. So actually, it would be quite nice to be amongst the nude people. So yes. Then you go like, oh, look, everyone's bodies looks different and nobody looks like a front cover of a magazine, even the people who are actually on the front cover of a magazine.
I think that's exactly right.
Imagine like Bella Hadid will be there and she won't look like, you know.
Where, in the nude colony?
I imagine, yeah. And she will look fine, but she might have a funny butt cheek.
Exactly. I think even if you did see her totally nude in the person, yeah, you'd be like, oh, right.
Yeah, it's just a body, isn't it?
That's a body. Yeah. How would you feel about like...
I've done it once in the dark.
And it wasn't for you?
It was fine, but I was just frightened of like sharks and stuff.
Sure.
So that was a different topic. If we were all sat and it was like some sort of destination wedding, I imagine it would be, and it's like, oh, like you're there and like all friends are there and stuff, and everyone's like, should we go skinny dipping? I would be like, oh, I've just got to go and then I'd walk away. I'd climb up a tree and I'd hide until it was over.
Right, okay. So yeah. What's the feeling that's coming up there?
I don't want anyone to see me naked. That's quite simple. I don't quite want anyone who is just like a friend to then have an opinion. I don't want any... That's why I sort of dress all in black like a ghoul, you know?
No one to have an... Oh, that's interesting.
I don't need any opinions in people's brains. It makes me feel stressed.
Do you have a lot of opinions when you see another naked person?
No, I just kind of go, that's a naked person. But I also might, like, if I saw you and you had like three butt cheeks. No, that's obviously a very comedic expect. But like,
well, I think this.
Wait, hang on. We did. We ran a nude across Palace Green together. But I didn't really think of that. I was just so exhilarated by the concept. But also, I wasn't nude.
You were nude.
I was fully nude. Yeah. And I followed you.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we sat on the pizza nude.
Yeah, completely nude.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, fine.
But like, that's the thing. I don't think people have a lot of opinions because they're too excited to thinking about I'm nude.
Yeah, that's true.
I think this is why this has been so interesting for me. So, and it's such a thing that's not very helpful in this country to be like, yeah, go surround yourself by naked people, because like there aren't.
Like,
where are they?
Yeah.
So that we don't have a bathing culture. We don't have onsens. We don't have public baths in the way that like Morocco do or anything like this, where it's just like nudity is the standard. And so therefore there is nowhere to be surrounded by. You're just so surrounded by it that you're like, yeah, they're just bodies. That's a front bottom. They're all different, but there's only so much variation.
Yeah, that's
within
true.
A bush community, you know, it's either
absolutely
lots. Not that's a surprising colour, you know, or that, and you're like, okay, there's only so many things it could be.
Yeah.
And I think shows like something like Naked Attraction or something doesn't help particularly, even though it was set out to do exactly what I'm saying, which is to try and be like, hey, we're all just naked. Well, I think what they actually find is people with like a quite extreme, relatively interesting bodies. Yes. So there's lots of like tattoos or interesting shapes and things. And so it pushes this like, wow, underneath anyone's clothes could be anything.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah. Yeah.
You know, really, I don't think they've found just a general
and they have
spread.
To and they judge, they say whether they're attracted to them or
exactly.
not. So then you're like, oh, cool. It's just saying that you're judged on your...
Exactly. Yeah. So exactly your nightmare, which is like, firstly, it'll be a huge surprise. And secondly, people will stand there and judge is exactly what that show is when it's set out to say the opposite, what I'm saying, and it's saying what you're saying, which is unhelpful, frankly, Channel 4.
Because also as well, like I'm aware that people have all, there's all sorts of reasons why you would feel uncomfortable being naked, and your weight or the shape of your body is just like one of them. You might have like scars, you might have anything.
Absolutely.
I've got a friend who's really like self-conscious because she's got scoliosis, so she feels like her spine looks odd. So would you suggest like doing like a real like a weekend in like one of the Scandinavian countries and being like, I can do whatever I like in that weekend, but at some point I'm just going to go to a sauna. I'm just going to go and I only have to stay for like 10 minutes, but I'm going to, out of curiosity, just see what happens when I do that. Like conquer your fear that way.
Yes. That would absolutely, if that is something that is financially and time-wise available to you, to go to one of those, and crucially to go on your own.
Mm.
Because I think what was helpful about the Japan experience was that I was alone. I was with my partner who was in the men's one, and I was alone in the women's one. And so I didn't have the extra embarrassment of being like, oh, I'm with a friend or a family member or anything. That I'm also like, I don't want you to see me naked. I'm with a total stranger. I'm just hanging out. We're all just chatting. And everyone is being so, so blasé.
Mm.
Like in these large, they have these huge saunas with these huge big steps on them. And you all sit on the steps, and then there's a telly in the wall, and they play a sitcom.
Oh, wow.
So like it's a treat. It's like a hangout area. Everyone comes to like gossip and chat. people come there for their like evening shower, like it's true, and you sort of crouch with a bucket. It's like a really culturally...
Oh, crouching's interesting if you stood behind somebody when they're crouching. You see the full butthole. That's what I mean. Like, that's quite... Oh, that's...
And that'd be more bending than crouching.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone's butthole before in my life. Okay, great.
Right, yeah. I think it'll probably look quite like yours.
I don't think I've seen my own butthole.
Oh, that's where we should start. We should start there.
How do I do that?
Mirror, perhaps?
Oh, God, imagine that afternoon. Well, if you're listening, you know, there's some time after this record, you know what I've been doing in the closest studio bathroom.
Having a little...
So stood on the toilet, cheeks spread, have a look at my own butthole.
And why not?
I mean,
and
then why? Be like, but yeah.
But to an extent, it's a bit like that biopsy thing when we had a smear test and like seeing the inside of your body and being like, wow. And then being like, I've never seen that before. And I think for me, it was like, I've never looked at a part of my body and not felt an aspect of shame.
Mm.
And so to see this internal bit of me and to feel nothing but like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, why don't we feel like that about all the bits of ourselves?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So go to a Scandi sauna and bend down.
Don't show your butthole. No, don't show anyone your butthole. But yeah, go to the largest nudist place you can in an area in which that is absolute for 99, unless there's other tourists there, in a place in which that is the norm.
Yes.
So everyone else there will think that your nerves and your awkwardness and your embarrassment and your shame will be the weird thing, not the nudity.
Yes.
And so being surrounded by other people. And to an extent, you could try it at something like a ladies' like bathing pond or something like that, or a large like area in which there is like lots
of
people.
So it's not fully nude, but you are like, because I think swimming costumes is just horrible too. So like maybe going to one of those places first. And
yeah, and then often the changing rooms that are very naked. Everyone's just like kit straight up. But again, it's not like a compulsorily naked place.
Sure.
So that's the thing. It's a tricky one in this country. But I think just to put on everybody's list, like next time they are maybe going somewhere where there is that, it's kind of like, oh, this is a thing I'm looking forward to trying and I'll go on my own. And even if I'm with a group of friends, maybe say, listen, let's go. Let's try it staggered first so we don't all freak out with each other. Yeah. What if we go on our own for this? And then you're like, huh. And then you just, the speed at which you sort of forget, I was just quite surprised by. And not just that, but like, oh, this is such a healthier thing about the healthiness being like the main thing, as opposed to like, yeah, it wasn't this like, oh, we should all be free and like swinging the boobs around. It was more just like, this is such an objectively healthier way to, and not healthily mentally, physically healthier to be like, yes, we shouldn't be covered in this weird sweating swimming costume and all of this stuff. We should be allowed our whole bodies. All our skin should be treated equally. Yeah. Some bits of the skin should not be forced to be covered.
Oh my God, of course.
Why
not.
Should they be covered, you know?
Yeah, I probably will do that at some point. I think that would be quite helpful.
Yeah, it's definitely been a very long, long journey for me. So I think it's not something... I remember like as a teenager reading something about how everyone had been forced to be naked at something. And I remember being like, I would die. I would literally, I would die. Similarly, I remember at somebody's party, somebody saying like how much would, people just discussing like how much would money would take you to like streak across the room now or whatever. And I remember being like, the issue is like what if what I've done topiary wise is.
Oh, it's huge.
Is
wrong. Oh, sorry, huge.
It's huge.
What if it's huge?
And what if it's wrong?
Oh my God, that is one of the worst. It's so unfair. I think I said in the waxing thing that I was like, so finally I started getting a Hollywood wax every 6 weeks. Because of course, that's what I thought every single woman does. And then every single one of my friends has been like, I've never had a wax, or like, I don't really know how that works, or like, that's very extreme. And I've been like, great, here's me looking like a plucked chicken / child being like, well, I hate it, but I suppose that's what we're all doing. Genuinely. You get these ideas of what, you never see a single pube anywhere.
No. And so you're like, is this correct?
Yeah.
Or will everyone be like, boo?
Yeah.
You've got nothing. Again, who would boo?
Who would boo?
Who would boo? Who will shout your boobs a different size? Who will say, boo, your pubic hair is wrong?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
what?
No one's going to say that.
That's crazy.
No one's going to say that.
If I saw someone streaking, I'd be like, oh, right. I guess.
Oh my God. But what a relief. If you went streaking and everyone else just had like normal pubic hair, you'd be like, oh my God, it's fine. Okay, great. You know?
What do you mean? Like if it was all thick, a thick.
Well, if it's a thicket, if it's like a Brazilian, if it's like whatever, you just go like, okay, it's all going to be different. Not every single person is going to come out with their topiary exactly the same, unless it's like a prank, in which case, what a terrible prank to pull on somebody. Like, well, we all do this sort of swan like shape. What? But like, it would be so nice if there was more nudity in our culture, then I suppose there wouldn't be this like fear of like, secretly everyone has got a different thing and how like, and if I streaked with a load of people and they all had different stuff, I'd be like, oh my God, great, whatever I do is fine. Whereas you're just presuming everyone's bald like a baby.
Yeah, and yet I just think it's now I've seen a scene load, I'm like, you can't even really tell what people have and haven't done.
Even if you do regularly get a wax, there's only 1 week where it looks like you've had it done. The rest of the time it's like sort of your regrowth time, so it's all just like, it's just like hanging around there, you know?
Oh, everybody looks so much more similar naked than they look with their clothes on.
And it's
actually so much less rude. If they all walked around in their underwear, that would be like, gosh, what's everyone doing? There's something so incredibly childish about being naked.
It's like a little toddler.
It's like you look like a toddler.
Yeah.
And it's like, how could this be rude or naughty or anything? It's like, I think that is why about the shame thing is like, you never look at a toddler that's naked and be like, a toddler is incapable of shame.
How shameful. You say to your toddler.
A toddler's sort of incapable of shame because it doesn't know enough emotions. You know, that's why they think they're confident. They think they can do everything. As far as they know, they're the only person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why would they feel shame? And there's something very sort of like, do.
It's the meme of when the baby comes out with a newsreader.
It's the baby with the newsreader.
It's just like,
It's exactly that. Yeah. And it's not occurred to you. It's like, I'm feeling nice.
Yeah. We also, I actually should say a disclaimer here that we're talking in binary terms again. We've slipped into the old gender binary very, very quickly. But obviously we can't speak on the kind of like, you know, if you're a trans woman, like how to feel comfortable naked, because that is a completely different psychological feeling that we don't have. And it would be, frankly, insane for us to try to pretend to know what that feels like.
You're absolutely right. And it's so easy for us to be like, oh, everyone looks pretty much the same. And then, of course, you're like, so many people will have so many other things going on. And you're completely right.
But that's still, I think the main message still is the same, which is that like, we should get to a place where you are comfortable. Like you can be at a place where you are proud and comfortable being nude. But obviously there are unfortunate things with some people where it's like, there's a safety issue or there's like a genuine thing where you're like, well, I don't want to,
Exactly.
What pool would I go in then?
Pool would I go in? Jesus. Of course, there's so much more.
Because we are so behind structurally as a society. So many apologies on behalf of the structure of society.
Many apologies on behalf of the structure of society. This is from Stephanie Deschen.
Okay. Who is she?
She oversees all non-European countries in the International Naturist Federation.
Thank you.
An organisation with headquarters in Austria that acts as a sort of united nation of nudism.
Oh, love this.
And he also teaches he teaches a course called Public Nudity, History, Law and Science, the University of Toronto. I mean, come on. And owns a popular nudist camp in the city's outskirts.
Yes, of course.
There we go. Yes, beautiful. Part of his studies of people getting nude in public for the first time, he says it takes on average an hour before people forget that they are naked.
Okay, interesting.
So that's a long old time.
It is. But also if you distract yourself with the sitcom, for example.
Exactly.
You know.
Or if you practice for your first time around the home, one quick minute and being like, okay, that's done. But if you're like, oh my God, I've got to do an hour.
Oh my God, yes. You just do it in the home.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought of that.
Exactly.
So I could basically be nude for an hour in the home,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd forget. Would I forget?
Well, try it as an experiment tonight. After you've looked at your butthole.
I did drawing. You know,
that can be part of it.
Part of it.
Yeah, the, oh, sorry, the exactly. Why mark. Use the? Why waste that hour what not looking at the butthole?
You're like a little interval.
So if you're home alone tonight, got this house to yourself?
No, that doesn't matter.
Okay. The big butthole exploration.
Well, I think no, solo I won't do would that be... in front of. I won't do the solo butthole exploration in front of anyone. But I could be,
because then it's like one person's nude and one person's not.
Yeah, imagine if I send you a photo and I'm having dinner with my partner nude tonight.
I said so he fully clothed, and he wouldn't be, mind.
I mean, he walks around nude all like loads. I'm
so that's why I think maybe alone.
Okay.
As a practice.
Okay.
I start the clock and be like, I'm just going to do an activity. I'm cleaning. I'm putting my laundry in. Well, do your laundry because your clothes
are off. Yeah, clothes are off. Well.
Now's the perfect time.
Yeah, great.
Like, doing your laundry or just like doing, pottering about.
Washing your outside windows.
Washing your outside windows. These are all the options.
Cleaning the balcony, for example. Just the things you can do when you're nude.
Just your classic nude activities.
Go
just
to the post office.
Do your errands around in and around the home.
Okay, yeah, it's
fine. In the home setting. And then do see if after an hour you're like, yeah, I had forgotten.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe put your clock on for an hour and 10 minutes. Because if it goes off at an hour just as you're about to forget... Then the alarm goes off
exactly
and you remember
minutes.
You're naked.
Yes. What a horrible experience that would be. Okay,
An hour and 10 and be like, yeah, I fully did. I completely got over it. And I was like, all right.
That is definitely doable. I don't think I can do it tonight, but I can definitely
do
tonight.
It. I don't want to force you to do
in
that
the
tonight.
Future.
Do you think that would be the longest, aside from other officially nude activities, do you think that would be the longest?
Bonking.
Bonking, of
and
course.
And of course, an hour minimum.
Minimum on the bonks.
Absolutely exhausting to bonk me. Will not stop for an hour.
Start the clock.
Start the clock. An hour and 10, of course.
An hour and 10. With a halfway point to look at the butthole. And that's bonking. Would you say...
And that's bonking.
Would you say that is the longest you'd ever been totally nude as an adult?
Outside of bonking, yes, I do believe. I think so. Probably had a long bath or something, I'm sure. Until quite a while. I didn't really like baths because, and I think part of it was like I just sat in this bowl of water looking at my nude body.
Okay, so aside from the bonking... The bath or the bath.
Yeah.
Do you think this is probably the longest?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be very interesting.
Just sounds really sad, though, doesn't it? Like an hour is
it
the longest.
It does feel sad, doesn't it? Of being like
nude.
When you were born naked and you sort of...
Oh, of course I was born, so I would have been naked for longer than that.
That would have been loads of
that
time.
That would have been loads of time. 9 months inside my mum.
That was
loads. Well, I was wearing her clothes.
Of course.
So, and then when I came out, they probably swaddled me.
Immediately swaddled?
Yeah, oh my God, so it was.
Wow.
Right, okay.
Wow.
Christ.
So, and that is sad, isn't it? Not an hour on this earth, nude.
An hour on this earth, nude. Yeah, I don't really sleep nude either because I just feel like, I genuinely feel like if someone came in the house and like, I'm nude, I would be a disaster.
Oh, when I was 8, there was a fire from a girl in my primary school and they all had to go out on the road in their 90s. And I was so horrified with, I used to sleep like fully clothed.
Yeah, like shoes on and everything.
Oh, honestly, I was like, the idea of going out and you didn't have your pants on or something.
Yeah.
I would simply throw myself into the flames.
Yeah. Or you could go back in.
Like that's crazy it talk is. For an 8-year-old to be like, I must sleep fully clothed in case of the fire.
How sad. A technical thing, which is that there's been a few like mosquitoes recently, and I've got this thing that a mosquito will like bite me on the vag or something.
Understood. Completely.
So that's why
understood.
I like to keep pants on just in case, because in winter, of course, there may be a spider that crawls up it.
I think that's totally reasonable.
It's genuinely, and I don't think I've ever said that out loud. That is genuinely why I wear pants. Even when I'm really hot in summer, I will still wear pants because I'm scared that a spider or a mosquito will go up my vagina.
I think that's really, really reasonable.
I don't think it is.
I think you're not alone. Okay. And there'll be a lot of people listening right now being like,
me too.
The spider up the bar.
It's like you with your leg out with the Victorian ghost child.
Yeah.
Well, my badge is out. The Victorian ghost child climbs up it.
Well, exactly.
Don't want that.
Exactly.
Don't want that.
I get it. Absolutely. I get it.
Okay.
It's from the book Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
It's about the girl getting like kidnapped and then she's like naked at the bottom of the well.
Oh.
When she tries to go to sleep and she puts her whole hand, she wants to like cover up her whole front bottom because it felt like the darkness could get into her front bottom.
100%.
And like, when I read that, I really was like, yes.
That's what it feels
that's
like.
That's what it sometimes feels like at night. I understand 100%. The darkness might get up your front bottom.
Yeah. I think I actually relate more to the darkness. The thing I said, mosquito, even though that is part of it, because actually it's the darkness.
This is why we've got to say our great secrets, because then everyone will be like, yes, the darkness might go.
Nobody
well,
knows yet.
We're only a focus group of two.
That's true.
And both of us are afraid that the darkness will go up our front bottoms.
Yeah.
So I think we won't be totally alone.
No, I think it will be, we'll be in the minority.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It'll divide the listeners.
Oh, very much. It'll be another episode like how to deal with the darkness of your front bottom. Okay. You know what? There's probably something. This is actually quite sobering and sad. There probably is something about safety and things, and quite deep and maybe not nice to attach to that as well. Because also you use the impression, the example of the silence of the lambs, and there's obviously there's a, you know, she's frightened, and we're not like that. And I'm not going to say being like, well, I suppose Buffalo Bill's going to come down the well, but I think there might be a sense of safety in there as well.
Absolutely,
that, like. That a lot of boys, without wanting to be very, again, very gender binary about it, but every partner I've ever had is just like wandering around sleeping all over his own dick. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's out. There's nobody else with like a. It might get up you, you know.
Yeah,
it's like theirs is out.
Well, God, it might go in someone. That's not some. That's like the most they could feel. It that's
might,
not a thing.
I might accidentally fuck the darkness. I think it is very much like, I think it is all that, like safety, protection, you know, it is a lot of like, this feels, I'm so vulnerable here.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, the practice is in the home, alone, in the day, just doing your regular activities and then into a safe, lit, warm, nude, publicly nude bathing area.
Oh God. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, that was very fun. I've actually got hysterical. Yeah. And then being like, am I actually fuck the darkness?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Oh man. Okay, great. Well,
and from there it's a hop, skip and a jump to being like, okay, this is a body that I'm comfortable in and it can do anything at any time. And should the destination wedding descend into we're all taking our clothes off now, you're like, all right.
Yeah, you have to feel like safe in your own body, and other people might have made you not feel safe, like been mean or you've seen, like, we all know what we should look like and it's so horrible. And I think, yeah, so you don't feel safe. You don't feel okay to let people see that. So it's, yeah, really important, yeah, to feel safe about yourself and to feel confident enough about yourself so that then you can like bring that into group settings.
And when it is in the group setting, to remember that nobody's really looking at you at all. Everyone's too busy thinking, I'm nude in a group setting.
Absolutely.
And they aren't looking at you. And then to look around and be like, this is actually quite magical.
Yeah.
When people are totally naked, by and by, you sort of can't tell who's rich, who's poor, who's got a good job, who's doing anything. It's like just a bunch of nude babies splashing about, being dumb little babies, you know? No, you don't know if people are mean or nice or good. Or you're like,
she's got mean boobs.
Yeah, mean, fucking mean boobs on that woman. You know, you buy them, but you sort of can't really.
Yeah, that's true. It is, yeah. It would be very, very sad if you go through your whole life not being able to do that.
Yeah.
Because you literally, we only have one life and one body. And then like, if you don't get to make peace with that, then that's something that you've never done in your life.
Yeah.
Like you'll die being sad about your bod.
Right, and with that, we'll see you next.
Get naked immediately.
I think it's exactly that, Stevie. You don't have to do it tonight or even this week.
But you might die. So
but you might die. Be quick. But if before your imminent death, you can do your hour and 10 minutes, naked, then that's something to go
that's
out with.
That's something you've done.
That's something you've done, isn't it? Don't you dare come to the end without your hour and 10 minutes.
I'm going to. The next time we record, I would have done an hour and 10 minutes and I would have seen my own butthole.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing that I haven't seen it before.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, great.
Well, and I hope by the time you all join us next time,
you've seen my butthole
you've
as
seen
well.
Stephen's butthole. Okay, everyone, home you go.
Don't
cheat it. I don't want to see pants. That's nothing.
Oh, that's not naked.
That's not naked.
That's not naked, I'm afraid.
I want out and out. Not a shoes, sock. Get them off.
Yeah.
We're nude here. We're the real deal.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.